plan to lower gas prices. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today urging Congress to approve a summer suspension of the federal tax on gas and diesel to temporarily lower fuel prices.
I fully understand that a gas tax holiday alone is not going to fix the problem, but it will provide families some immediate relief, just a little bit of breathing room as we continue working to bring down prices for the long haul.
The president also calling on states to suspend their gas taxes or take measures to lower prices. Critics say a tax suspension won't lower prices enough to affect consumers and warn there's no assurance retailers would pass along those savings to customers. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today telling members of the Senate Banking Committee that the Fed is determined on raising interest rates high enough to slow inflation. Critics say such a move could trigger a recession. Powell said the pace of future rate hikes will depend on whether and how quickly inflation starts to decline. The Supreme Court announcing it's adding a day to deliver opinions this week, publishing them tomorrow and Friday, as more than a dozen cases are still undecided.
The Supreme Court has yet to offer final opinions on cases involving gun laws, religious expression at public schools, and abortion. Politico reported a draft opinion suggesting a majority of justices are prepared to overturn Roe v. Wade and abortion protections considered court precedent for decades. Traditionally, the justices wrap up the term by the end of June or early July.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says he wants to discuss the outlines of a Marshall Plan for Ukraine with the leaders of the Group of Seven countries at their upcoming summit. The chancellor told Germany's parliament today that rebuilding Ukraine will be a task for generations. The U.S.-sponsored Marshall Plan helped revive European economies after World War II. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Louisiana's governor signs a controversial abortion bill into law.
The bill signed by Democrat John Bel Edwards would sentence doctors convicted of performing abortions between 1 and 10 years in prison, but only if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. That much-anticipated decision from the high court is expected any day now. Supporters of the legislation say it clarifies and eliminates any conflicts in anti-abortion laws already on the books in Louisiana. Abortion rights activists had pressed Edwards to veto it, noting its lack of an exception for rape or incest victims. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
At least 1,000 people have been killed, 1,500 injured, after an earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of Afghanistan. The country's state-run news agency reports the quake hit near the Pakistan border. Authorities say the number of dead and injured is likely to rise. A father-daughter duo in New York is accused of leading a Girl Scout cookie scam.
Cookie sales may help Girl Scouts become entrepreneurial, but one scout is learning a different kind of hustle. Almost a dozen Long Islanders say they ordered Girl Scout cookies from a little girl and someone that appeared to be her dad. They forked over the cash, but never received any Thin Mints, Samoas, or trefoils. The scam spread across several towns, according to police, and the Girl Scouts of Suffolk County say they're going to give boxes of cookies to anyone that was swindled. But victims say it's not about the money or the cookies. It's the fact that the man was using a child to do his bidding. Police are investigating. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Facebook says it will change its algorithms to prevent discriminatory housing ads. That's one result of a lawsuit against the social media site by the Department of Justice. The algorithm tweaking will result in the dropping of the lawsuit against Facebook and its parent firm Meta. Facebook was accused of using a look-alike algorithm that the feds say discriminates on the basis of race, sex, and other characteristics. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.